Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gregory Copley, who's also my guide on if we in the United States had remained part of the British Empire, we'd now be part of the Commonwealth and Charles would be our king. He is not. However, observing the king from the outside and reading the history of kingship, which Charles is very well educated about, he is a king. I come to the 17th century, a transition point for our country eventually. You will recall 1607, 1619, two consistent dates for the settling of North America by British nationals, English nationals. James I, who becomes King of England in 1603, having been James VI of Scotland for many decades, and his son Charles I. This is a transition between the divine right of kings, something that was important to James I, and the argument with Parliament that led to the beheading of Charles I. All very neat history. However, it comes to me that the king has a role in the English understanding, the United Kingdom understanding of authority. And right now there is a quandary in London. I say it briefly. Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister, the head of government, not the head of state, the head of government, is in trouble with his own party, which, despite the fact having an overwhelming majority, pretty much disregards him as a leader. And there is talk routinely of replacing him. That may or may not happen, probably won't. But it leaves Parliament adrift, so that every time a policy comes forward, the backbenchers in Labour undermine it and make Starmer look weak. Gregory has raised over these last weeks the possibility of the king intervening. I don't know that it's been done in 400 years. Certainly James I had success intervening at some point, although he wasn't keen on Parliament talking back. He wanted money, so he traded a little bit for them. Charles I was not tolerant of Parliament, and that's why the long pause between 1629 and when he called it back into session in 1640. And that was an unfortunate decision because it led to Parliament eventually becoming the Puritans and cutting his head off. Gregory, more and more, Britain is stuck. And you've speculated in past weeks that the king can move this by dismissing Parliament and holding elections. Is that more likely or less likely now that we see they're stuck on taxes, they're stuck on immigration, they're stuck on the BBC, they're stuck on everything?
Yes, it's a quandary for the king, and it could move either way. The king does need legal justification to prorogue Parliament and then to suspend it and call new elections. This has been done before. Bear in mind that Queen Elizabeth prorogued or basically dismissed the Parliament of Australia, which she was separately the queen. And she did that when the government of Gough Whitlam failed to get passage of its financing bill for its budget through the Senate, the upper house, on two occasions. If you fail to get your finance package approved by both houses of Parliament in Australia, or for that matter in the UK, you have to go back and try again and then get that approval. If you fail twice in Australia under the Constitution, the government is obliged to resign and go back to the people, to the street, and get a new election. So there are mechanisms within the UK and within the British system around the world where the king has legal justification for proroguing or dismissing Parliament. Right now, it can't be just on the basis of chaos. There may be some mechanisms by which the king can call the parties to account, and I'm sure that's been investigated. But what we're seeing is that the The government of Keir Starmer, the Labour government, is using every opportunity to try to discredit the Crown and is trying to oppose the Crown's popularity with the people. At this stage, although there's now an active feeling of rebellion and anger in the streets, mostly against the government is trying to redirect that so that it's a process against the Crown and not against the government.
30 seconds, Gregory, 30 seconds.
So the King has to counter that, will counter that. But I think that the King, who just turned 77 2 days ago, is now trying to get back in control, trying to allay the opposition calls for against the Crown, which has been based on the unruly members of the royal family, Prince Andrew, former Prince Andrew, and Prince Harry. He's got to get that under control just to resume the centrality of his neutrality, in a sense. And he's doing it. This is a uniquely capable person of strategic stature.
Gregory Copley, Noble State is his book. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
If you're an RIA, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.